You're listening to KTOO's Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guests both represent Juno Symphony. Welcome Charlotte Truitt, Executive Director, and Yaniv Attar, Guest Conductor.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, thanks so much for being here. There's quite a bit going on with the symphony, so let's get right to it.
Okay.
First of all, you have an event tonight.
We do have a lot happening at the symphony this weekend. Tonight is our event, Music and Mingling. It's out at the UAS Library, and we have a special guest pianist in town with us. She just arrived, Jessica Cho, who will be playing. She'll be joining Lisa Ibias for a sonata. And we also have local artists that will be playing the second half, Sue Kazama and Megan Johnson and Lisa Ibias. So a lot of familiar names there for folks as well. A lovely evening of wine, hors d'oeuvres, and mixing and mingling with the artist. And it should be a lovely evening out at the UAS Library.
Yeah, I understood that it's a live performance, so mm-hmm. that's the music part of it. The mingling part of it, you'll get to talk to the musicians, there will be some conversations.
Yes, there'll be time for
social aspects of it.
Socializing, yes, and it's kind of our way of saying thank you to all of our donors and supporters here in town, and just providing another intimate way for people to enjoy the music and kind of spread music around Juno.
And what time does that start tonight?
The doors open at 7:30, and the concert performance portion will begin at 8.
Lovely. Yes, it does sound like a nice evening,
yes.
A very nice thing to do on a Wednesday evening. And then this weekend is it one of the last concerts of the season?
We'll be wrapping up the season this weekend at the Juno Douglas High School. We're very excited about our Pops concert, and it's a salute to the Boston Pops, which Yaniv will be conducting. We're so thrilled to have him here with us, and he could probably share a little bit more about the programming.
Yeah, I wanted to say welcome, Yaniv.
Yeah.
And thank you.
You are here to conduct the concert, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about yourself.
Yeah, well, I grew up in Israel. Until I was 18, and then I moved to study music in London and in New York at Juilliard, and that's where I met Jessica Cho, who is the soloist for this weekend's concerts and tonight's event. Then I was in Montreal studying conducting, and then I lived in Alabama for a few years as a conductor. And now I live not so far in Bellingham, Washington, where I'm conducting the Bellingham Symphony Orchestra. And this is my first time in anywhere in Alaska.
Really?
So, yeah.
When did you arrive?
Last week on Tuesday. I had a concert in Budapest before I came here. I had traveled one day at home, and then I came to beautiful Juno. So it's very different than Budapest, but it's just as beautiful. It's absolutely gorgeous here.
How many different worlds do we have on this planet?
Yeah. Yes.
Well, I'm really glad you made it, and thanks for coming all this way to be our conductor. Tell me a little bit about why you wanted to conduct this particular, the Boston Pops salute. From what I understand, it's a tribute to Arthur Fiedler?
Yes. So when they contacted me almost over a year ago, and they said, you know, we're looking for guest conductors for the season, and June was the only date that was available because I was busy before, and it's normally that's when the symphony does their pop show because it's summer and you know, light out, and people want to have a good show, and so I was looking for something that will have all worlds in it, so a little bit of classical, a little bit of crossover, and a little bit of pops. And the Boston Pops, the orchestra, with Arthur Fiedler, who started that orchestra, that's how they used to do their concerts. They used to have a classical portion, then usually a concerto, and then the second half of the concert would be the Pops shows. So we have some pieces by Austrian composer Suppé, and then we have some Dvorak Slavonic dances. Those will be the classical portion of the of the concert. It's very light classics. People will know these tunes, and they're very festive and fun. And then we have the concerto, which to me is really the heart of the program. We're going to do Gershwin Rhapsody in Blue, which is such an iconic work. And Gershwin was really the first American composer who combined jazz into the symphonic world. It's a lovely work, and Jessica is just unbelievable pianist. So we look forward to that. And in the second half, which will be the pop show, we have tunes like from movies by John Williams, Leonard Bernstein, West Side Story, so pieces like this. And we have a few I should say, theatrical surprises, which I'm not going to reveal. You'll have to come to the concert to see what they are.
Way to leave us hanging.
Absolutely.
What piece are you most excited to see performed?
Rhapsody in Blue, for sure. It's I've done this piece many times with different pianists, but for some reason, every time you do it, it's like a new revelation. It's a new world, and it's just pure fun. And the audience, I mean, they go crazy about it.
Mm. And is that true for you as well, Charlotte? Is that
yes.
the piece you're looking forward to the
I'm
most?
I'm really excited about it. I think it's fantastic and such a treat for us here in Juneau to hear this music live performed by world-renowned musicians. It's quite a treat, and I hope that Juneau can come on out and support it and enjoy it, because it is a real gift to have this music available this weekend.
And what a lovely idea to do the Boston Pop Salute and to bring a little bit of that to our little Juneau.
Yeah.
I think that's a great idea for a summer concert. And I know we mentioned Jessica Cho, who is playing tonight, will also be playing in this weekend's concert. Is she on other pieces apart from Rhapsody in Blue?
That is the primary piece she'll be playing with us, but I think if folks can come and take a look at the concert, they'll be pleased at her presence.
Yes.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Well said, Charlotte.
Well, you guys have lots of great information and more details about all of these events at your website, junosymphony.org. Is that the best place to get more information?
That's the place to go
tickets?
For all things Juno Symphony. Just go junosymphony.org. Or if people want to give us a call, they can call the office. We'll be happy to help them with tickets for tonight. We've sold a lot, but there are a few more seats available. So I'm going to run back to the office and see if anybody else wants one. So if you're listening, you have until about 5 o'clock to get to the phone and call us at 586-4676. Tickets for tonight are available. And then if you go on the website, junosymphony.org, for your tickets this weekend. Also, people, they can pop into Hearthside Books or to the JAC, the Juno Arts and Humanities website, as well for ticketing. We do still need volunteers for our Sunday performance, and so there's an opportunity for folks to earn a complimentary ticket to that concert. So if you are available to volunteer and you look to help the symphony out, we'd love to hear from you as well. You can go to our website for that also.
Well, thank you both so much for being here. Is there anything else you'd like to add about the symphony or this tonight's show or this weekend's show?
I just did want to mention that the performances are Saturday night at 8 p.m. and Sunday at 3 p.m., and they're both at the Juno Douglas High School Auditorium. And Yaniv will be presenting a little bit of a pre-concert talk for about half an hour from 7 to 7:30 Saturday night, and then 2 to 2:30 on Sunday. But the key times to remember are 8 o'clock Saturday night, 3 o'clock Sunday afternoon.
Well, thank you, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. And Yaniv, thank you so much for coming on the show today on Juno Afternoon, your first time, I presume.
Yes. Thanks for having us. And again, I second Charlotte. I mean, having live music in your town is an incredible opportunity. And I hope to see as many of you in our concert.
Oh, I'm sure you'll have a great turnout.
Great.
Thank you both so much for being here. And I'm going out with Summer Skies, which is on the, it was on the list of songs instead of Rhapsody in Blue. I thought
that's
just something
it's
different.
It's lovely as well. Thanks so
lovely.
Much.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.